On the show today, we have TED Senior Fellow and Complexity Scientist Eric Berlow talking about his AXFI conference keynote presentation, Simplifying Complexity. So check it out. And so you are one of the keynoters at the AXFI conference coming up in June, and you're going to be talking about simplifying complexity, which all of our lives are complex these days. So you're going to be a godsend to a lot of people here. So, I mean, just to kind of kick things off here, can you give us a quick overview of what you're going to be talking about there?
Yeah, I'd like to talk a little bit about how to better understand really complex economic ecosystems, okay, of which are, like, as I was mentioning earlier, my background is in ecology, trying to understand complex relationships between species and ecosystems, and the algorithms to understand that are very similar to try to understand relationships between who bought what, where, when, and that kind of stuff. So how can we mine billions of transactions of who bought what, where, to better understand consumers and audiences and entire marketplaces? And the recurring kind of theme in some of the work that we've done has been that we've seen in the data is that a lot of these systems appear to be really intractable and complex at first sight, but mm-hmm. actually, once you let the machines kind of mine all those relationships for patterns, that a lot of simple insights can emerge from it. So the main theme there is, you know, don't be afraid that we actually have the ability to understand patterns in the systems, mm-hmm. and be smarter about how we think about them.
Indeed. And this kind of what we were talking about before the recording was machine learning, and then, you know, not overlooking the data, and we need to understand why the machines are learning, so, and why it's happening. And this is kind of a very interesting thing. I think a lot of people, when it comes to machine learning, are thinking about this kind of subconsciously, like, what if the machine kind of goes haywire or something based on this? So yeah. Your whole thing is like, hey, let's understand why the machine is behaving this way when it comes to data analytics. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. So a lot of machine learning right now is used for prediction, to help you predict, like, when to place the right ad to the right person at the right time, et cetera. And a lot of those approaches are black boxes where you don't really know. All you know is the machine's getting better and better at it, right, but you don't know why it's doing well. And I think the future of data analytics is moving to the next step of actually leveraging the machines to help highlight what's going on and help us have better understanding about why they're doing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. That helps us, for one, make sure that we didn't unintentionally predict the wrong thing and hurt the customer, because the intention of all these things is to try to provide better service to customers so they're happier, but they can unintentionally hurt the groups of customers that we didn't think about. Mm-hmm. And so having that understanding of seeing the patterns and leveraging machine learning to visualize patterns that were otherwise invisible to humans, so that we can think more creatively about it, is going to make everything a lot smarter. So one topic I'd like to touch on are ways in which we can visualize complex data sets to be smarter and more creative about the questions we ask and the kinds of problems we're solving, mm-hmm. and to hopefully avoid unintentional negative consequences of the machines that we're training.
Yeah, definitely. And you were also saying that a lot of this is, like, a lot of the machine learning is automated. So, yeah. And that's how they come up with the decision-making process. And that's another reason why we got to be creative here understand what's going on.
And those models are only as smart as the people who are building them. And often the people who are building them are engineers who are experts in that, but they actually don't know much about the field that they're working on. Mm-hmm. So those are the people, the experts who are dealing with clients every day, or customers, or who have been in the field, but they're not necessarily, you know, coding in Python every day to like analyze data. And so the engineers who are building the models sometimes don't have the intuition to think to do it a little differently, or to realize that it may be going down the wrong path. So having this interface between the data science geeks who are doing all the engineering of these models and the people who are, like, the strategic thinkers, mm-hmm. It needs to be tighter so that there can be creative guidance on how the models are you know, to make the model smarter.
Gotcha. And at this conference, obviously, there are going to be a lot of credit union and financial institution people there, a lot of technology, a lot of data analysts there, and that type of stuff. How do we connect the dots to, how does all this benefit, how does it help a credit union or a financial institution in this area?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the goal is to leverage data about people and what they're doing in
Right.
order to better understand them. So imagine if you had a small shop and you knew every customer coming in the door, you leverage all this information about them and their patterns and what they're doing in order to provide them a service that they didn't know about or
Yep.
whatever. So the idea that the utopian idea is that you leverage all that data to do that on a bigger scale, to basically have this personalized relationship with every customer,
Yep.
so they're happier, right? Connecting the dots means actually doing that well, like leveraging the data to do that as if you really, were having a personal relationship with every customer. And we're far from that now, in my opinion. And the way that the machines are leveraging the data to customize things and find niche audiences is very coarse. And part of it is we need to get more creative, and we need to connect the dots between the engineers and the creative thinkers to really do that better. So
Yeah,
that's.
isn't that a fear with a lot of people though? Is the machines kind of, I don't want to say going haywire, going crazy. It's not a HAL 2000 thing, from, but making bad decisions, like you said. 'Cause, I mean, on one
It's
hand, we're helping consumers, and on the other hand, we're hurting them as well. So
a huge fear. It's a huge fear, and the more that we just blindly trust it, the more problems there will be. It's a real big problem, and it's very useful in some contexts, but we need to understand why we need to think bigger and understand why we're doing what we're doing, understand why the models are predicting what they're predicting, and just be able to have a check on, like, did we optimize for the wrong thing? Okay. So, for example, we could say we're optimizing to make you happier as a customer, but actually the models are just optimizing, are we making more money? And we could be making more money at the consequence of you not being happier, right? And not satisfying the customer. And it could just run away that way, where we completely screw over big chunks of people, but we're making money hand over foot because that's what the models are optimizing on. And sure, that maybe that's a win for some people, but to me that's a failure.
Yeah, it sounds like a short-term win, not a long-term win.
Exactly. So how do you kind of think creatively about making sure that the models are long-term wins, not short-term wins, is a really big challenge.
Very cool. All right, and so let's kind of wrap up here. Where can folks find out more information? Because I think this to me is such a fascinating topic, and it's such a high level topic as well. I think it fascinates a ton of people out there, especially the machine learning side of it. Where can we find some more information? Where can we find you and find out more information on this type
Thanks.
of stuff?
Well, one is I have a personal website where I kind of have a portfolio of fun visualization projects and things like that, if you want to check out, and a couple of talks on TED.com that try to help give some concepts around simplifying complexity. I'm not sure. So there's also some really great books out there that are coming out around data storytelling. Storytelling with Data is a really wonderful book about just how to tell simple stories with complex data. And another really nice book called Weapons of Math Destruction that I
That's right.
really point to some of these potential pitfalls that I think is really good just to step back and think critically about what we're doing.
Yeah, I think people need to be aware of this stuff. I mean, the machine learning is, it sounds really cool and it sounds super helpful, but on the other
It's the
side,
future. Yeah,
yeah,
it's the
definitely.
future. So we got it. It's happening. It's the future. We better do it smart, is my take.
Indeed. All right. Well, Eric, thank you so much for taking time out of your day today. Appreciate the time. I know you're a busy, busy guy, so thanks for the teaser on your presentation at the AXFI conference. We look forward to seeing you there. So thank you.
Thank you. Great to meet you. Take care.